This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
Devon, how good's Devon?
I knew you were going to go there.
It's delicious.
So good.
Bit of bread, tomato sauce. The goat. The goat of snacks.
The roll.
Danny Teese is in the building. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, good morning.
You would have had a few bit of Devon.
I'm the Devon King, mate. I love a good Munga Dai hamburger. Ooh. That's when you put the hot chips on it.
Oh, so you got to put butter on it as well.
Butter, yeah. Hot chips, Devon, tomato sauce, white bread, away you go. Yeah. Close the gap. Here today.
Hey, another little snack we get to talk about is the Indigenous All-Stars taking on the Māori All-Stars this weekend, which kicks off the NRL season 2022.
Danny feels looks like an excited little kid over
there. Yeah, I know. We were just talking about off air how exciting it is not only to have NRL back, but to have such a great game like this begin the year. And a few people missing out. I mean, Trell will miss out this game. We're just going to get straight into it. But Trell misses out, which I think is a load of crap. I don't understand how he's allowed to play in the Charity Shield and miss it. Look, I'd be happy if they said, look, he has to miss both games or whatever. But I feel like you cannot take him away from this game, because this is bigger. This is a big game, and they're calling it a rep game. They say, but you know, if he had a choice to play either game, I'm pretty sure we would know which one he would want to play.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, interestingly, Buzz Rothfield, the football journalist, came out and give the NRL a good shellacking over this, and that's quite surprising.
I was going
to
say
he's usually giving it to Luttrell, but even he, so you know, it just goes to show a lot of people out there really disagree with the NRL stance on this. And as you said before, Jarrell, off air, that the week isn't really about the game. It's about the week leading up to it.
100%.
It's about the culture. It's about reaching out to young people. It's inspiring young boys and girls to play footy and also embrace their culture. And that's what the week's about. And you know,
the
Luttrell,
game's a cherry on top. You know, like
yeah,
the game is the game is great to have.
You know, kids want to see Luttrell do the kangaroo when he scores a try.
100%.
And things like that. So yeah, it's just another controversial decision from the NRL to let him play in one game but not another.
I don't understand their stance on that, but look, if they were going to fix it by now, they would have. So it's a bit annoying we're not going to be able to see that thereabouts. I mean, look, I'm sure Trell will be in camp in some capacity, because we know how good Laurie Daly is at that type of stuff. So he would definitely not be excluded from the weeks leading up. But
no.
you do want to see Luttrell Mitchell play in these games, because there's a lot of kids out there that are trying to emulate who they want to be when they grow up.
His biggest name in the game.
Yeah, he's the biggest. Yeah, not only just the game, Indigenous player in the game, trying to uphold all those values that Indigenous kids come through with. Luttrell does that. So it's going to be disappointing not to see him play. But who are you excited to see? I know you did say a couple of fellas, but who are you excited to see from both sides, I suppose?
Well, you know, the players miss out. There's injuries and whatnot. So Cody Walker's out and Jack Whiten. So that's creates a...
They're huge too.
Huge. But that creates an opportunity in the halves for somebody like Albert Kelly.
Yep.
I'm extremely excited for Albert. Albie. And that, you know, he's travelled such a long road. He went to England. He was over there for a number of years, the best player over there. And he had a really long road coming back to Australia through COVID, so through quarantines and... you know, there was issues, you know, media giving it to him about his fitness at the Broncos, things like that. And then when he finally got his opportunity, I think it was around 14, he took it. And I know what the Indigenous All-Stars means to Albert and his family down there at Kempsey. So I'm extremely excited for him. But I just love the Māori team too.
Yeah. I was just about to say, on both counts, both teams...
they're a pretty
just
phenomenal
look powerful.
Team.
Just look powerful in both respects, and excited to see Jaden Nikarima, you know, be able to get an opportunity. He's had a pretty tough road as well to get back into the NRL. So I'm very excited to see that young man. He actually just lived behind the building here at West End.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, no, he doesn't anymore, but he did before he went down before he moved to Melbourne to have a pre-season with him.
Yep.
He was living behind here, and you know, he was doing all the right things. He's changed his mindset on life as well, and I wish him all the best. But the guy I'm the most excited to see who will get an opportunity is Selwyn Cobbo.
Yeah,
you know, he's a Bronco. He's a Cherbourg boy. You know, it's exciting to see these young kids come through, Danny, and... be put on what I would say, because I've played three of them, is right up there with, you know, the first 20 minutes is definitely the same level as Origin.
Yeah.
And it's a tough game.
I'm really excited. And I know there's a number of people in the building here really excited about Selwyn Cobbo this year. But, you know, I don't want to say he's the next Latrell or anything like that.
He's the next Selwyn Cobbo.
But yeah. I think he's going to have an impact like Latrell this season.
Yeah.
I think just how big and fit he was. And I went to a couple of Bronx games last year, and he made a couple of breaks and scored a couple of great tries there. And to see, like, he's young, right?
Yep.
But to see how big he is and, you know, the way he carries the football and, yeah, it's pretty exciting for Sherbourne.
A lot of potential.
Team playing, I think.
Yeah, a lot of potential in both sides, Danny. And I think every NRL person that's enjoyed a little bit of the off-season, I think we're ready to get back into it. And Saturday night is the key.
I can't wait.
At CommBank Stadium. 7:10 here for Queensland viewers. You'll be able to tune into that. You don't want to miss that one.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.